Regional and Senate elections took place in the Czech Republic over the weekend, in which the opposition Social Democrats defeated the parties of the governing coalition. The strongest opposition party scored a comprehensive victory, winning in all of the 13 regions of the Czech Republic. Social Democrat candidates also made it to the second round in all but one of the 27 electoral districts for the Senate. The relatively high turnout, just over 40%, suggests that Czech voters took these elections more seriously than previous ballots for both the regions and the Senate. To discuss the results of the elections and the effects they may have on the Czech political scene, I'm now joined in the studio by Jaroslav Plesl, the deputy editor-in-chief of the newspaper Lidové noviny, and Jan Macháček, a columnist for the weekly Respekt. Jan, why did the coalition parties, the Civic Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Greens, suffer such a bitter defeat?
I think it's above all a protest vote, but this protest vote is very similar for every regional elections we had. But the difference this time it's that it's such a large scale protest vote, because the turnaround of voters was over 1 million people higher than it was generally expected. It was at the end 40%, and most of these million people who were sort of mobilized are supporters of Social Democrats.
Jaroslav, was it a key to the success of the Social Democrats that they managed to shift the focus from regional topics to the national agenda in these elections?
Absolutely. I think that was the crucial moment, and that was a very, very smart decision by the managers of the campaign for the Social Democrats.
Do you think that the landslide victory of the opposition means that Czechs have had enough of the reform policies of the current government?
Absolutely not. I think that would be a misinterpretation of the election results. What we saw was an extra 10% voters going to the election booths and voting for the Social Democrats, because those people are afraid of the reforms. But even though we saw 40% participation in the elections, there are still 60% of voters who did not go and vote in these elections. And I'm sure among those people is at least 10% of people who would be willing to vote for the Civic Democrats, but they just didn't show up.
The situation within the strongest government party has already been well shaken up before the elections. Jan, how difficult do you think it will be for the head of the party and Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek to weather the situation?
Well, I think that there is no reason for government to resign. On the other hand, it's certainly not going to be easy, but he should say that even though it wasn't such a landslide 4 years ago, when it was ODS who won regions in a landslide, Social Democrats were not pushed to the preliminary elections, and they continued to govern like a main party in a coalition government. On the other hand, it is clear that the voters are sending some message, and especially the higher turnaround shows that voters are sending some strong message. So Topolánek should make some changes in the government. I believe, on the other hand, it's extremely complicated, because the number of MPs on the side of the coalition is very unstable, number of MPs who are supporting the coalition, and also the support from within ODS is unstable, and he would like push ministers like Ivan Langer or Tomáš Juliňák to resign. All of these ministers have some important or represent some important party factions, so it's extremely risky to do any changes in the government.
Jaroslav, in your editorial today for your newspaper Lidové noviny, you said that the trouble is only beginning for the Civic Democrats. What do you think will happen? Do you think that Mr. Topolánek will survive?
I don't think so. I wouldn't bet a penny on Mr. Topolánek today, because it actually isn't the election result that is a major problem for Mr. Topolánek. This wasn't actually an election about the central government, but the biggest problem for Mr. Topolánek is the situation within his own party. And I think the opposition within the party is so strong, has grown so strong, that they will force him to resign. It may happen this week, But I think it will happen after the Senate election, the second round of the Senate election.
So what will this mean for one of the most important parts of the government's program, which is the Czech presidency of the European Union that's coming in January next year? Is the caretaker government that will lead the country to an early general election a solution?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps Jaroslav would laugh at me, but unlike him, I don't believe that this coalition government will end. And my prediction is that with some changes, perhaps even with a change on the post of prime minister, which is maybe possible. And we can also see that Jiří Paroubek, chief of Social Democrats, said that maybe this government can continue with someone else on the post of prime minister. But so it can change. But if any caretaker government is making it into power, it's clear that it's going to be a caretaker government which more or less would have the support of Social Democrats. And I don't think at this moment it is anyhow advantageous for Social Democrats to be seen as participators on power. So I don't say that I have a monopoly for the truth or that my prediction is right, but I think that this government will make it over the presidency of the European Union. If it doesn't, it's going to be, I can imagine, extremely complicated, because to mobilize in few weeks many competent diplomats and chiefs who will be able to manage the presidency is not going to be easy.
Jaroslav Pasl, what is your
there's no reason to laugh. I pretty much agree with your scenario. But if there is no Topolánek in the government, and if there are going to be changes on the ministerial posts, it's going to be a completely different government. And I think even though the Social Democrats will not participate in the government, I think they will have a huge say on who's going to be in the government, and that will definitely affect the government very much, and it will not be the government that Topolánek led.
The current government has also one significant issue on the agenda to do with both national and international security, which is the positioning of the US tracking radar base in the Czech Republic as part of their anti-missile defense shield in Europe. Do you think that particular issue is dead as well?
I don't think so. The Czech governments and political parties in general tend to be very flexible. And I think even though there's going to be a different government and there may be a completely different government within 2 years, I think even if the Social Democrats are the leading force of the next government, I think somehow they would be able to agree on building the radar in the Czech Republic with the new American administration.